How to Safely Criticize. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. As Congress grapples with how to safely criticize Israel, I thought I would look at what Israel's media is saying about its own country. Haaretz is Israel's oldest newspaper, generally liberal. And on their latest podcast, the host opened the discussion of Prime Minister Netanyahu's current corruption scandal as follows.
If convicted, Netanyahu could redefine what we mean when we say Israel's longest-serving prime minister.
Get it? They also called out his racism, referring to a report in the newspaper about...
about the wave of protest that Netanyahu is facing over his political pact with the racist Otzma Yehudit party. Even AIPAC was aghast, and that takes some doing.
AIPAC being the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The hosts also called out the racist talking points of Israel's more extreme political parties.
And they include things like paying Arabs to leave Israel.
But most surprising was hearing what, according to polls, is the top concern of the Israeli right wing. It turns out not to be the Palestinians. What really concerns them
is the issue of violence in schools and in hospitals. That is to say, Israelis attacking Israelis.
So the lesson here seems to be that if you want to safely criticize Israel, just quote Israeli media. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.